Merry Christmas.
Oh, happy Christmas, everyone.
We're coming to you from the past. We might both be dead.
Oh, by the time. Say that. Fucking hell, mate.
Oh, we might be now, yeah, near.
Yeah. So, this is getting recorded on it, and we're going to. I was just going to say September. We're going to protect everybody involved in this recording. No dates, no times. But we'll tell you where we are. We're in St. Allen's.
Yeah, St. Allen's. McDonald's, Salem Way.
We've come here to do our tribute to Tell 'em Steve Dave's Making Hay.
Making Hay.
A classic podcast that is talked about even now on the show. They reference it constantly. It's one of the greatest episodes ever. And it is. So we are... It's now something like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, something like that. What time is it? 5:13. We need to get a shift on. We are in the middle of St. Allen's, as Stuart's just said. Jalan Way. Multi-story car park for a car boot sale.
Stopped off at McDonald's for something scran and a nice cup of coffee before we get in there. And it's fucking full of young people.
There's young people everywhere. And they're oblivious to our existence. Like we're invisible. Two old fellas. I thought I was suave. I thought I was debonair. But as BQ often says, we are fucking pointless now.
Yeah.
We don't need to even be alive anymore.
It's totally irrelevant.
So I've just been sitting there listening to a fucking Evertonian from St. Allen's, yeah, calling all Liverpool fans murderers, and so happy Christmas, and we fucking sat on our hands and kept our gobs shut, because there's bouncers the size of fucking meat hooks walking around who rip your balls off, and we're the two oldest people in there.
Yeah, I mean, because we didn't say anything... You may think, meh, shit houses, but when you consider that, as Greg said, these fucking big bouncers weren't even doing anything, and the place is full of all his little scrooty mates, so if we had said anything, we'd have had about 30 people jumping on our heads.
Yeah, I've got a dodgy hip.
I've got a sore finger.
I'm going to the hospital next week. In the past, I went to the hospital 2 months ago for my arthritic finger, so I don't want to be fucking...
I don't feel bad that we've walked out like scared little schoolgirls.
No, I don't. So basically, we're just going to try, and there's some locals who come to this car booth. We've been doing this car booth once or twice a year for about 5 or 6 years now, longer.
Probably a bit longer, yeah.
And it used to be carnage in respect. You had to get there 4 o'clock in the morning, queue up, pay on the once you'd got your slot. Now it's all done online because obviously everyone was on the rob.
Allegedly.
How many cars did you book in today, Johnny? 4.
In this 300 car park.
But we had 6 floors of cars, Johnny. But there was only 4, say. Anyway, I'm going to my private villa in Barbados. So, it's all done online now. So you can relax a little bit. You don't have to necessarily get there anymore. They let you in at 6.
Yeah.
And it's the zombie walk. They're all these teethless, eyeballless... are all looking through the railings trying to have a good look.
I mean, they're the non-immigrants.
Any mobile phones? any console games? Like that.
You got PS4?
Yeah. You got PS4 on your nah? I'll give you 5 for it. So, I think it opens, is it 6:30?
Yeah, they give you half an hour.
They give you half an hour to set up. That's when all the other sellers walk around pretending to be buyers,
yeah,
with their professional satchels on to fleece you of your wares. But you know what? You can have me fucking wares. Just give me a price.
With the torches on their heads, scanning into your car. You sat there, all yeah, these torches. As soon as you stop, all these torches shining into your
car. Or pretending that what they're doing you a favour. And I just say to them, look, mate, you're an eBay seller. Shut the fuck up. Pay the money.
Yeah.
Innit? So, and then you end up, there's locals, famous locals, the professor.
Oh.
He used to be a dentist.
Yeah.
The little mute man. Remember that time he sat on one of my kids' bikes and just wheeled it up and down like something out of The Conjuring?
He was like Jigsaw from Saw.
Oh my God, he's just sitting on the bike looking at me. Hey mate, do you want to buy it? And he's a mute, so he doesn't talk. He talks with his eyes, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And doesn't he occasionally go...
Yeah, he makes him...
like that. So, and he's just looking at me, literally bored into my soul.
I used to have a box full of LPs and 12 inches. And I used to go through them every time he came. He'd go through this box and he'd insist on taking every single piece of vinyl out of its sleeve and looking at it.
Yeah.
Do you want anything, mate? Is there anything interesting?
Oh, Jim Reeves. Yeah, got some Jim Reeves in there.
Never ever bought one, but took every single fucking one out of its sleeve.
Yeah. And then just walked off. So the professor, or as we call the dentist, what does he shout?
Oh, bananas.
Bananas?
No, that's us.
Yeah. Cheesecake. It's something like that. But he just walks and everyone goes, oh, here he is. He used to be a dentist. Oh, it's a shame. And he just goes, marzipan. And then he walks down to the far end of the car park and jumps out of a window.
You hear him coming every time.
And then there's a couple of sisters and they're like that. Ooh, and I go, all right, girls, how are you? Oh, you fucking bastard. I'll give you 50p for the lot. And you just give him it. So, going to get back in the cars now before we get bummed to death by St. Alan's Inbreds. I'm going to put St. Alan's in the title of this. Because I think they've got internet here, you know.
Well, not so, you know.
What was that? They're not Asian. Where's their accent ever? Right.
I'm scared now, people are getting close to us.
Yeah. Back to you in the studio.
That's good.
Well, here we are. No mobile phones, mate, sorry. We are in the bowels of Jallan Way car boot sale. We did have 17 minutes of gold, didn't we, mate?
It was good stuff, but
something's happened.
Yeah, crazy turd.
We talked extensively about shitting for about 17 minutes.
All on poo.
So it's probably for the best.
It was shit.
but we're in the car park now. We've been selling for about an hour.
Yeah.
I've done all right. I've made about 20 quid up to now.
50 pence each on them, mate.
50p for a coat?
50 each.
You crazy, man. Okay. Have you farted?
No. It's just breath.
So, how have you done?
Quite slow, actually.
You've made some good... you've got some folding.
Yeah. Got some paperwork.
Some papers, yeah. So we're in phase two, I'd say now. We've had phase one, which is the eBay sellers.
All the fellas trying to get all there. How much for this, lad?
Yeah.
Trying to catch it off guard while you're setting up. They're all trying to get you to give them a bargain because you're not properly thinking.
Yeah, exactly.
Giving them a...
Some Batman in there, mate. Batman.
Leave him alone.
Third time I've told you, but he led
just
on to me.
Avengers seven.
He led on to me this time now. it is a bit slow. But like I say, phase two is generally the churchgoers coming out of church. You've just got out of bed.
And they just put all the coppers on the communal plates of the skins.
Yeah, so here they come.
How much are the DVDs? 50p, love? Oh, I'm going to take 10p.
I love the atmosphere in here.
I haven't seen the professor or Mr. Muse.
No, but when we do... Rest assured, we will record. You like, boys? Pound your Blu-rays, 50p for the DVDs. A couple of PlayStation 4 games down there.
50p on the CDs.
50p on the CDs. What? What's he like? What is he like?
You can just feel the buzz of electricity, can't you? Oh, is that your car?
That's it. That's a static off my undies.
You've got undies on? I am commando today, so I can let me nads breathe in the St. Helens air.
20p, mate.
20p for an extension lead.
Sounds good.
Cheers, la.
Bargain,
he's giving it away.
You've got enough money to buy something else,
man. No? Come over to my table and buy my wares. I've got a globe with the light in. For £1. Nicky Nacky New.
I'll put it £2 so I'm not
getting
out. Hiya, mate. Blu-rays are £1.
Okay.
DVD's 50p.
There's so
£1. And we've got a light here, we can prove it works.
I'll take that then. Yeah.
Cheers, la. You are a star. He had one and he's just sold his. We've been having Battle of the Globes. Oh. He won. So there you go. Cheers, mate. Just
thanks.
Come out. Thank you very much, mate.
Okay.
Oh, it's like you brought your pet Globe to the car boot sale. What's his name? Globey. Globey the glowing globe. Man of the world, like it. Good lad. 50p each on them.
Okay.
Two for a pound, any later.
Lifts it a bit higher off the world on his shoulders.
Oh, the weight of the world on his shoulders. No. He's here all day. Oh, see, you brought a bush to sell.
It's like your head.
What are you saying that for? Just because you haven't got it.
Your 80s bush on your head.
There's some barnet in here, I'll tell you. I've never seen... Literally, you're never more than 6 foot away from a bad barnet.
Yeah, the guy who just bought your globe and he made a comment about it looking like his head. Totally bald about that smell.
No, thanks, mate. Blu-rays are £1 each, guys. DVDs are 50p each. Fill your boots. So, back to you in the studio. We'll see you later. Make sure this one's recorded.
Yeah.
It's got location services on now, so you know Jalan Way West 2.
You're for Robin
Elias? Yeah, with one hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2p. A
couple of it. Put it on, yeah?
10p each for the books, man.
2p.
Yeah.
I want to see you in that car in 10 minutes.
We've got a legend of Jalan Way car park here. How are you, mate?
Yes.
You okay? Yeah? And you want some people to push your Robin Reliant?
No.
You haven't got a car? You've been having us on.
You're lying to me.
Big mushy and big.
I've got no vinyl for you today.
He's got a big belly, hasn't he?
Move.
Yeah. Breathe. Oh. Breathe. Pregnant.
No. Move. Just go.
Do you like that? Am I okay?
No.
Am I breathing?
No. Move fast.
Is the baby kicking?
Move fast.
Move fast, that's it.
Like that. No.
Feel that.
Like that. No. That's it, yeah.
Is that doing it for you?
Yeah.
You like
that? Oh. You can have them all for 40p.
You're
going
to push this one?
Yeah, all for 40p. All the books, yeah.
Did
he
buy any records?
No. Any LPs? No vinyl?
No.
All gone? No one sell it anymore?
You lost your record player?
No. Big boat there. You can move. Fresh, move. Up and down, move. Just slow.
Just slow.
Just a map.
Oh.
And down. Just slow.
Oh.
Move.
Oh.
Move the cat. I'll push the cat.
I'm strong, mate.
Big woman.
Yeah, exactly.
Sit down.
You want me to sit down?
Yeah, sit down.
On my car?
Move. Slow. Just slow. Move slow. Back.
Oh.
Move back.
Oh.
Back.
What? Am I getting strong?
A bit strong. Yeah, get rid of it. Push. But. Bigger. Bigger. Bigger.
I'm bigger than him, aren't I? Yeah. I'm so... See how big? Taller. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. One of the legends of Jallanway.
We just need to see the dentist now.
Testing my strength with my stomach muscles. Fantastic. Never been done before. Will never be done again.
And he's off.
And he's off. There he goes. We'll see you next time, little fella.
Just toddling off in his own little merry world.
You'll go past in a minute on a bike or a little car.
Ringing the bell.
Right, back to you in the studio.
Shabba.
There's a table for sale over here.
Over here.
There's a table for sale over there. 20p, that love. Yeah, it's a big one. You're only a dainty wee thing. It'll be hanging off you. Have you seen the table he's got for sale over here? That's not for display purposes. It's an occasional table. He has his Christmas dinner on it sometimes.
It's got loads of memories, that table.
Memories.
It's going to pain me to let it go for four.
Remember when little Johnny shat himself on... Oh, no, he never.
Little Johnny shat.
20p, mate. Little Johnny has all the sprouts and followed through. £4 for a table.
Oh, very dare you, sir.
Yes, there you go.
£4 for firewood.
Someone will buy it.
So, I'll take it home.
So you would literally buy that table.
Mind you, they need one with a television in the middle of it then.
Yeah.
Or a place for the telephone.
Telephone.
The next generation are going to be born with telephones in their ears. Yeah.
They're going to have a slot there on the cheek just to stick the phone in.
I've stopped going to pub now because no conversation about on bloody telephone.
Oh,
I know.
And if you don't talk football...
I'll talk.
There's no sensible conversation now.
Are you a red or a blue?
He doesn't want to talk football.
Are you a red or a blue?
I'm a wrong shape ball for me. I took my children off the round ball when they got to two.
Why?
Because he kept laying on the floor crying, thinking it was fashionable.
Yeah, you're right.
Get up, play with a broken arm and all that. That's what you do, sport.
Oh,
the
footballers are taught now that if they're touching the box, fall over to start rolling over the place.
They should be in the actors' union.
I'll give you that. Luis Suarez did win the Oscar for best movie maker.
What did you say?
Luis Suarez.
Oh.
You had me then. You'll be back for the table, though, for the firewood, yeah?
We're in our 80s.
You're not.
We don't need... I'm 85.
Are you? You're looking well on 85.
I know, it's like a chocolate box, so it's on the outside.
Soft on the inside, the old caramel inside.
Well, I've got new knees.
Or just a bit nuts.
New knees?
A split spine.
A split
spine? I've had two operations on my back. I've had my nose broken three times. I've broken my arm.
That was a good weekend.
That was playing rugby.
Oh, yeah. See? Stick to football.
See, nurses are right. Football, you know, the kids in the nurses are right.
Yeah. 50p, that babe. That was a nice.
You're tempted on the table, aren't you?
No.
£4. What flavour are you on? We've been asking what flavour people are on.
Strawberry fruity.
Oh.
Why are you selling some?
No. It's just interesting, isn't it?
You've never met the most random fellas, this one. Jelly fun.
Jelly fun for 50p, baby girl. I love you, you love me. We're just having a cup of tea with a knick-knack paddy whack. Give a dog a bone. That fucking table is going home.
I think you're right. It's full of shite.
So Christmas Day, there we are, Miller Man, in September, in the future struck past, is selling a table for £4 with a free elephant.
A gatefold table.
A gatefold, an occasional table. So he'll now be listening to this, having his Christmas dinner, and he'll chuckle to himself. £4 for £1, miss. £5 for £1 for you. £5 for £1 on the DVDs. Come on.
£6 for £1
on the DVDs. £6 for £1. He's doing £5 for £1. I'm doing £6 on the pound. But if you want to be a table buyer, he's got a table.
Oh, you just realised that you just moved me off.
Yeah. And if you want a bedside table, I've got a bedside table.
I'm all right for them.
Are you sure?
Yes, thank you.
All right, Princess of Power. Fist bump? No? Are we fist bumping? We fist bumped. There we go. So, been a good day. You're taking home a lot less. You normally take all your shite back home, would you?
See, he's a shite, hasn't he? See, you've realised he's got books over there.
What have you got?
I've sold all my good stuff.
Big Daddy, what's that about?
There you go.
The wrestler, the 80s wrestler.
No.
I thought that was his life story. I am Big Daddy. Is that what he used to say?
No.
Oh yeah.
No.
He used to say that.
Oh.
10p mate. 50p mate. 50p.
Usually it comes, there's
not even anyone on
the
bottom, you
know,
and it's raining, really?
And there's
people
there now.
Yeah.
And some good stuff,
but... Okay, see you later. I've brought
everyone.
Why have you come to a car boot sale?
What flavour are you on, girl? What flavour? Oh.
Tobacco?
Get strawberry or something. Or rose petal.
Well, do you know what these people did?
Cheers, lad. Spot on.
Didn't smoke. Well, they did smoke mint ciggies, didn't he? She's on tropical over there somewhere.
Yeah.
Tropical vapes.
Tropical spearmint or something with gooseberry and Coca-Cola infusing. I know.
Cherry cola.
Do you fancy a table? £4 with a free elephant.
20 pence each.
There we go. Another sale. Another happy punter. We're just waiting on the professor. He hasn't been through yet. There's a lady. Seen that there? Look.
Cheers.
Look. Oh, you'll know when you see it.
Cheers, mate. Thanks.
Thank you.
Why has she got... Why is...
What?
Hey.
I'm gonna bag
it.
It's getting dry.
That's what the bags do. Yeah, the bag's 10p though.
Yeah.
Cheers, thanks.
It's always a catch.
You've just literally broke the law there. Mother Earth is dying. I'm now gonna have to arrest you. Feed the Christmas. Feed the world.
Cheers, mate.
You can't have the elephant unless you buy the table. She was looking at the elephant. She's gone away crying. You're selling a table there.
Come on. She's armless.
She only had one arm, right?
See?
Yeah.
No, that's not
there. She only had one arm, but she had no bra on. That's what I was showing you.
Oh, I thought she was looking. She had one arm.
No. There's loads of one arm people walking around here today.
But it's the norm.
Everyone's got a bra on.
I'm disappointed we're not going to see dentist.
I know. It's the piece de resistance. It's the reason.
When was the last time you were here?
Last year. This time last year, I reckon.
Funeral! Cheesecake! Banana! He used to be a dentist.
He was a dentist, you know. He was a dentist, wasn't he? Now he's dead.
Something happened. I think his mum died or something. He went loopy.
He went loopy. He killed his family. But now he's dead.
Is he still big tins of beans or peas over there?
Oh, that's fish and shit.
Scary
fishing man could just keep shouting random fishing facts.
Hooks for two pounds.
Koi carp.
Koi carp. Please.
Cod fish fingers. Fillet. Fillet fish for my wife.
Oh, batter you.
All right, Princess of Power, do you need a table? Do you want a table? £4, three elephants.
I can give you a table, love. I've got four in garage.
Have you? You should bring them.
I keep saying I'm going to have one of these.
Oh, bless your cotton socks.
I wouldn't bring any tables, they don't sell.
Somebody wrote that somewhere.
I'm hoping so.
Some owl fella wanted it for firewood, he said. I know. His wife gave birth on that table. You can still see the placenta,
Mark. That's got a bit of a bow in it.
Yeah. She followed through and everything. Ta-ra.
I hope so.
Kumbaya, my lord, kumbaya. This will be a lovely, peaceful Christmas Day podcast for people to listen to in their bed, sits on their own, as you've got the noose around the neck, ready to kill themselves.
We've been into the one Christmas card you got.
Yeah.
Off the next door neighbour.
Mental illness isn't fun. If you need any help, seek help. Just put that.
Rethink mental illness.
Yeah, rethink mental illness. The last thing Johnny listened to before he hung himself was a podcast. It was on loop. It was all about him Christmas in Jallant Street Way, and he was telling everyone to kill themselves, so he did. But he didn't really. He was only joking.
Yeah.
But mental health issues aren't real. No, they are real.
They are real. They are real.
They're
very,
not,
very real.
Very, but they're not to be ignored. And just phone someone on this day.
Samaritans are there to help.
When you're eating your tin of dog food in your underpants, crying. Just
either ring the Samaritans or download an episode of Ego. Both will cheer you up.
Yes, very much. And while you're there, leave a 5-star review.
And where's the merchandise on sale?
There is merchandise, although I don't think it's for sale yet. But it might be.
It might be now.
It might be. All right, girls, how are you?
Hi.
Don't go. Don't leave me this way. Hey, hey, hey. Do an a poo and a doobie doo. And to be day, but don't leave me this way. Oh, baby.
Full set of
National DVDs. Out of control. DVDs, girl.
Just 50p for the full set.
You get a free table.
There's events that suck the world as well. Same for them.
Desperate is not
the
word. If you need firewood, have you got a log burner?
Yeah, we have.
Oh, Princess of Power. You could have had that table.
Oh, how did we get it home?
On your back. No, we've just sold the last plate of liver. We do tripe. And we talk shit. That's free, though. You can have that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to get rid of my shit.
Hold on, listen to this. Too good to miss. That was louder than I.
Do you know what? Did you hear that? Did you hear that? The whole of the fucking ground floor just turned and looked at us.
Even fishing man won't look at us.
The fucking windows in my car have steamed up. I'm outside.
It was a proper girthy pop. Have you just done one?
No.
Yours always smell of fucking tumours.
Everybody was with us, everyone was like laughing along with us. And now everyone's frowning at us.
That girl's bringing her DVDs back. I want my money back.
Hey, it's the ass. Give me money back. I was going to buy that table off you, but you can go and fuck yourself.
We're getting down to the witching hour now. It's 10:30 in the morning. It's been a really slow day. However, I've sold 80% of my stuff, would you say?
Yes.
Which is I sell a lot more. 10p each, mate. Make me an offer, you can have them all. That's all I'm saying. Just between me and you, know what I mean? He's still got his fucking mentally disturbing teapot to sell. There's a pirate with his knob out. And a cow. And there's a cyclist. I'll take it. That's about Elvis. Bubba Hotech. Classic. Fakes his death. It's amazing. Ends up in a nursing home. Imagine Elvis in a nursing home and the japes he could get up to.
Well, thank you very much. I just shot myself. Thank you very much.
That's 20p, Dream Catcher. 10p. Come on, girl. Does anyone want a weird teapot? It's got the soul of a demon in it.
That comes free with the table.
It's got a demon, like The Conjuring. It's a teapot demon. All right, girl, 10p. 10p for that. Oh, yes.
Oh, glitch.
10p, babe. Ah, you're a diamond. Don't tell my missus, she'll kill me. 30p then, la. You don't want any Muppet movies now? Can't stand the Muppets, I married one. Oh, I was only joking, Kerry. I didn't. She'll kill me now when she hears this. What are you looking at now? Classic. How much are you selling that for?
10p.
Are you having a laugh?
All my DVDs are 10p. Oh, classic.
Classics. Classics. He's made a new one, you know.
I've got two of them. But
have you seen him now, what he looks like now?
Yeah.
He looks like he's had his face pun upside down.
That's not a knife.
Oh, yeah! That's the wrong Hulk Hogan, innit?
That's the wrong one.
Who's
that's
that?
Paul Hogan.
Oh, yeah.
Complete.
All right, girl, what flavour are you on there? I've been asking everyone. What flavour are you on there, princess?
Coca-Cola.
Blueberry. Blackberry.
Blackberry. Remember. Blackjack.
Ew!
Blackjack.
Oh, nice. Blackjack.
Oh, Blackjack.
Yeah, you used to get them for a penny each, didn't you? Classic. 10p each on the movies now, sir.
I'm off the pens.
Pens?
Fountain pens.
Random. I've just sold my last one. I've got a dandy for sale for 10p.
No, fountain pens.
Have you had any luck with searching?
Not today.
Do you
not
fancy a teapot with a demon spirit in it? Because he's got one of them. See, random fountain pens. Oh,
it's okay, fall the sides, go down.
Yeah, the drop leaf.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got one of them.
Do you want another one?
No.
Do you want another one?
Only for the house at Christmas.
That's exactly. That's what you need it for.
It was my grandmother's, and when they cleared the flats, it was in one of the rooms. I thought, so I can't look back up.
Yeah.
So I just have it in the porch with the flowers on, and then it just comes out. But see, it's safe.
Yeah. Well, you could do with another one. It's only, do you know
£4?
£4 with a free elephant.
Well,
It is worth it, isn't it?
Tempted?
Well,
are you tempted?
Yeah,
you'll carry it to the car, I'll mind the stall. Put your corset on, mate. It's nice, innit? £4, that, mate. Three elephants.
£4.
Make him an offer.
What do you mean? I just knocked it down from 15.
What?
Are we on? Are we recording?
This is the folding money we can hear.
Oh, count me wedge.
Profits. So we're going to wind it up now. We're getting up to 10 past 11. I was up at 10 past 4 this morning. We hope you've had a lovely Christmas day listening to this. There's still a new wave of people coming in now.
There's still plenty of activity.
Even at this time.
But these are just mooches, they're not buyers.
Yeah, they're opportunists now. But, you know, you say, oh yeah, they're 10p each, and they'll take three and just give you the 50p, so they are generous as well. So, we're just going to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New... Bless you. Happy New Year, aren't we?
Happy Christmas and a very Merry New Year.
Yeah. And I've made about 75, 80 quid, I think.
I'm up to 125.
And that's just in folding.
That's folding. I've got a bit of coinage there as well.
So...
Oh, there's more notes in there as well.
Oh, there we go.
I was a bit disappointed then. There's more folded here.
So, this place, Challenge Street in St. Helens, it's an eye-opener. There's a lot of hard up people, should we say.
Checks of the earth, I'll say.
We're not here to make money, really.
No, just get rid of the crap.
Just sell stuff. It's £16 and you book online. Go to St. Helens website. Just type in on Google St. Helens Jallon Street car park.
It's the council multi-story, so even if it's raining, you keep dry. All the punters are dry, so they don't mind coming out. You're not walking through a muddy field.
Do your research as well, because apparently it's really busy on payday.
Oh.
Yeah, so I don't think this is payday. Maybe the end of the month. But we've done well. We've done what we've came here to do.
I think we've both got rid of at least 80% of our tat.
Yeah. We haven't sold the table. The table lives on.
Table still, yeah.
I haven't sold the bedside table. I thought that would have gone from IKEA.
But I'm thinking for £4, if I'm going to accept £4, do I really want to take it back home? I just leave it behind the car. Drive off.
So it will get us home because someone will have it. Yeah, so do you want to say it?
Oh, let me get it right. Hold on, let me remember. Oh.
Stop it. Stop building the tension.
Hold on, let me remember what it was, because last time I got it wrong.
Again.
Oh, I've got the phrase in my head, but I don't think it's the right one.
Can you just say it, see what happens?
Oh, play the music.
You're a fucking knobhead. You're still
that's
a knobhead.
That's the last line, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ.
What's the music?
No. Right, hold on. Excuse me, sir. Could you just say, cue the music?
Well, cue the music.
Oh. 24th, 1818, the curate of a parish in Oberndorf, Austria, Joseph Moore, gave a poem that he had written to a friend of his, Franz Gruber, who was also the choir master and organist in that church. He asked Mr. Gruber if he would write music for his poem, and that he might write it for two solo voices and guitar accompaniment. Because the organ being broken, he desperately wanted music to be part of their Christmas Eve service. Mr. Gruber wrote the melody to a song which has become the most beloved of all Christmas carols. Stille Nacht, in English, Silent Night. Schlaf in himmlische Ruhe. Sleep in heavenly peace.
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast.